There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I am tired.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live at MyTalk1071 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk1071.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become the world's very first totally nude carousel operator, ladies and gentlemen, round and round she goes, Alexis Thompson.
Just a few tokens or tickets. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Few.
Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning.
And good morning to you. On this Monday, October 17th, 2022, welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to a brand new week. Welcome to Black Poetry Day. Welcome to Edge Day. Welcome to Forgive an Ex Day. Welcome to Four Prunes Day. Welcome to International Adjust Your Chair Day. Welcome to Mulligan Day. Welcome to Multicultural Diversity Day. Welcome to National Boss Day. Welcome to National Clean Your Desktop Day. Welcome to Pasta Day. Welcome to Playing Card Collection Day. Welcome to Pay Back a Friend Day. Welcome to Spreadsheet Day. Welcome to Wear Something Gaudy Day. Welcome to World Trauma Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Alexis, how the hell is your coffee this morning?
Fabulous, uplifting, black and delicious, hot. Just the way I like you.
A lot in that cup today. That's a lot of good things there. Don McLean, how's your decaffeinated beverage?
My tea is doing its best. It's a little train that could, just going up the mountain, you know? It wasn't beckoning me out of bed this morning, that's for sure, because I snoozed like three times. And I'm like, well, that's the last time I can snooze and get away with it. So you force yourself up and you're like, why?
Yeah.
What is wrong? But, you know, I'm feeling good now, so...
You do the math in your head. You're like, okay, if I only take a few minutes, okay, I can be a little long. Okay, yeah.
Yep.
Mine is absolutely necessary this morning, but I'm very grateful for it. And Angela and the crew at the Starbucks. Cheers,
cheers.
Everybody.
Cheers.
Let's start the show.
And did you fly in this morning? Or?
Yeah, Lex, that's almost accurate by saying this morning. Yeah.
I was wondering if you took the red eye back in.
No, I didn't take the red eye, but we got in. I went to Vegas over the weekend for a very, 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 very quick weekend. Literally Friday night. Friday, well, by the time we got there, we had evening. But Friday evening into yesterday evening.
Yeah.
And we got in and... We left early. Like, that crew was not messing around. I'm like, oh, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
We'll get in a little early. I'll get like a half hour more sleep, which all of you listening, this isn't a complaint. Mm-hmm. I'm very grateful. But if you're listening to us live, y'all feel this way. Every minute counts. You just heard Dawn talk. Every minute matters. Yeah. And so if I can grab like an extra half hour, I was like, this is going to be great. So we did the flight, and there was a man on my flight that felt exactly the same way because he didn't waste a New York minute. He cracked me up. He got into the seat. He sat down, and early in the boarding process, dude sat down, leaned his chair back, which I was waiting for the flight attendant to say something and never did. Leaned his chair back, and he was out. And I mean, I wish.
Oh, I'm so jealous of people
thank
that can
you.
Do that.
That's my style, guys. If I can, I do
you
it.
Are. Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This guy was out. And I mean, like, I blinked. I looked down at my Gingy that I didn't have. And I looked back up.
Oh, what a tease, Jace.
I'm sorry. I looked down and I looked back up and it was, and I'm not. And he was like, I heard this.
Yeah. Out.
Oh, my God. He's out. I'm so jealous. And he was out.
Play hard, right?
Oh, yeah. He was out the whole. He missed dinner.
Oh.
He missed snacks.
Wow.
He missed first and second beverage services. He was out. And then he finally woke up. He like rolled from one side of the seat to the other. And I thought he was going to ask, you know, can I have my food now? Nope. He didn't care. Nope. He was out again. He was up for maybe 15 seconds.
Oh, anyway, my God.
You were so in steerage, weren't you?
No, I was in steerage. Yeah, I texted a lot. I was in steerage down there. And back. I used an upgrade certificate because I fly too. I fly with frequency, so I have a couple upgrade certificates. So I used it. I used one to upgrade on my flight back. But yeah,
you were
Lex,
next to
I was.
Colin? Is that?
Yes, I did use one for my husband, which is a valid question. It's not beneath me to leave him back there and use it's a valid question, Lex.
I'm just wondering because if you're in first class, it's just like 2x2, right? Is what how you say?
Yeah,
it.
He's in front. This gentleman was in row.
He was
in front of me. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Okay,
I
got you.
He
now.
Was like diagonal to me, but
oh man,
so we pull into the gate and we were early, a little early, and we're sitting there, And we're sitting there, and I look to my left. I'm on the left side of the plane, so I look, and I'm noticing, God, I love her. I tried to see her name tag, but it was shiny, so I couldn't get her name because I wanted to give her a shout-out. The gate agent, something was happening with the gate, the taxiway. It wasn't moving, and I looked down, and I saw a flashing red light down on the ground, connected to the gateway, to the jetway, and I'm like, oh.
You are nosy.
What?
You are nosy.
Oh, no, well, I just looked down, because it was a big red blinky light, and I'm like, oh, that red blinky lights are never good. Never good in any situation, and I thought, oh, and then about 2 minutes later, the captain comes on, and he goes, this is your captain. As you can see, we're here in Minneapolis, but the jetway does not want to cooperate tonight. It's not able to move forward. So what? We sat there for about 15 minutes, which isn't a long time. I'm not complaining, but every minute I'm thinking, oh, gosh, this is one less minute that I will be able to sleep this morning. So, yeah, we didn't get in until after midnight, about 12:30. By the time I fell asleep and everything, but so I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning. Yeah, I'm running on about three and a half hours of sleep. So, but it finally did move, and the gate agent was so funny. She was so pretty. She was smiling at us and waving because she's standing there like I can't do anything. She's like, I'm trying to get this thing to move, and it's not moving. And then she finally, when it started to move, she waved to all of us and was like, I'm coming. She was really sweet. So it was a great Delta crew. So anyway.
Oh, awesome. I was at the airport last night, too, dropping my mama off.
I was going to say.
It was very nice and fast. She got through security like nothing.
Is your mom TSA pre-check or clear or anything, Lex?
She's special like you. She does all the stuff. But I think that was part of it. She was like, I'm here. I'm already at my gate. I was like, wait, how did you get through so quickly? I hadn't barely even left the little turnaround area where you drop people off. I was like, that's awesome.
That's why I asked. I figured because your parent, you guys fly. She flies with frequency as well.
Oh, yeah.
And some of the best money I've ever spent is clear. Not TSA pre-check, but clear. That has saved us.
Yeah, my brother does that too.
Oh, Lex.
They always try to get you while you're waiting in line, just frustrated, like, ugh.
Oh.
Here we are.
I'm
right?
Not
Is that
kidding.
The way they pull you across and like there's a kiosk there and then you get to go, okay,
You put your eye, they scan your eyeballs.
Yep.
And then you go. It is, I'm not kidding, guys. It has saved us. And we've been, this fall has been very busy with travel for us for a variety of reasons.
Yeah.
And it has saved us 2 to 3 times. Once in Orlando when there was, even for TSA PreCheck, there was a line down. So a little consumer alert, little hint, little abfab. If you have a credit card offer, sometimes they'll pay for clear for you. Take advantage of it. It takes maybe 5 minutes to sign up at the airport. It is worth it. If you fly more than like 3 or 4 times a year, it kind of pays for itself, in my opinion. So
I got TSA PreCheck, went through the meeting and everything, and then COVID hit.
Oh,
so
really,
Dawn? So I wasted
Dawn?
$85 or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then MC didn't do it. So what's the point? I'm going to go in a PreCheck line and he's not.
Yep.
He's too stingy. He's not awake yet. Or, yeah, he is. Sorry. Yeah. No,
but good point. You both have to. Yeah. Your travel partner has to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I didn't get a chance to use it anyway, so.
It's
I
really good.
A
yeah.
long line.
Yeah, let your mom smart, because that's how she got it so quickly.
Oh, yeah. It was just like, oh, my gosh, awesome. And there was no check curbside, because we usually do curbside check.
Yeah.
We had two gigantic suitcases. So those were already turned off. And luckily, it was very, like, low-key. I dropped her off around, like, 8 o'clock, 8:15, 8:30, somewhere around there. I know I just gave a 30-minute thing
no,
there.
But yeah,
I guess
yeah.
it was 8:20. Anyway, I was able to park and walk her in, and it was very pleasant.
Yeah. Love the MSP.
Oh,
love ya.
The best airport.
Best airport. Seriously.
We're spoiled.
When we come back, I have a question about Mama visiting, and then a message of love for B. Arthur. When we return, stay with us. Coming up a little bit in our next segment, one of the biggest ongoing stories in entertainment this morning / over the weekend, BravoCon. We predicted it on Friday, and it came true. We have a lot to break down.
So much.
Yeah. Plus, it's the #2 trending topic on Twitter. You may see it. Dawn will explain why you're hearing a lot about Ulta Beauty coming up in a little bit. But, Lex, I have a question for you. You said you took your mom to the airport yesterday.
Yes.
Now, the last time we talked about your mom, you were also Flossie Dickey.
I am tired.
Yeah, because Mama, no rest for the weary here. Mama had a list and was checking it twice of missions, errands, things to do.
Yes.
Are you done? Are you done with the list?
Well,
how much more?
Remember, a Friday was when she was supposed to fly out. That's why I was back, because I figured,
she
was going to be flying out at work. And then she decided, oh, we're going to stay longer. And so, which I'm grateful. Like, guys, I
absolutely
feel so much lighter. Physically, emotionally, just everything feels fantastic. But getting there, you know, it's just, I have stuff that was just.
And she was helping you declutter.
Declutter
yeah,
and like clothes that didn't fit Zen anymore and old toys and things that I had just put in bins and put away in the closet, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
And I just sat in one spot and she just brought the bins to me. Which my mom just turned 70. So, I mean, she has more energy than me, certainly, right now. And she just kept me motivated and kept me going. And there's a picture on my Instagram. I think there's like 35 bins that we went through.
Oh, my gosh.
And just cleared the stuff out. I had just stuff that didn't fit anymore. I had, used to do a ton of.
You think I'm going to fit back into this?
Oh, yeah. I'll fit back into it. I'll love it. It'll be great. I had art projects that I had worked on like years and years ago. You know, when I was on doing stuff on your show, Jason, and on Twin Cities Live. Years and years and years of crafting that I thought, oh, maybe one day I'll make a video about this. Maybe one day I'll do this. And you know what? I'm not. I haven't.
Thank you. Yes.
It's gone. It's gone. It's recycled. It's donated. We have a great school that we donate the art supplies to because they love it and the kids use it. They have a whole maker's room.
Oh, and gosh.
It's such great.
So it's going to good places. And I just, oh, man. But yeah, there were a few things we didn't get to do. So, because my birthday's coming up in November, she wanted to get us a new comforter. And, you know, she loves Schuler shoes.
Yes.
So that's always a stop to get some shoes at Schuler Shoes, but we didn't have time for it. We were able to take her out for dinner for her birthday. And,
so you just passed by?
Yeah, it was kind of like, all right, Schuler. Well, next time. See you next time. I mean, of course, I can go anytime, but it is really fun because she is my stylist, too. You guys know this. She
picks
up all my clothes and... yeah, she just does a good job sending the good stuff, you know?
It's a cute picture of you two on your Insta, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Flex in the cities, everybody.
Yeah, gosh, she's looking, feeling good, and oh, my goodness. I cried. I cried dropping her off. I miss her so much.
Yeah. You want her to move back.
You're trying
to get her to move back.
And then, of course, it snowed. You know, I'm trying to convince someone who lives in beautiful San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
Who lives 5 blocks from the beach.
Who's lived here, by the way. It's not like she doesn't know.
Exactly.
What Minnesota's like.
Girl, yes, I know. Then it snows, and I'm like, hee-hee-hee-hee. She's like, you didn't tell me to pack right. I'm like, well, I didn't. I thought it would be like in the 60s the whole time. So anyway, you know, now I'm in like the snowbird mode. Like, just come when it's warm.
Yeah. A couple months there.
Yeah. But it's fun. We do motivate each other. And she makes me laugh. We just have the best time together. And she wears matching outfits with me.
Oh, my God.
Which on hell won't do.
What is going on?
Nope.
This is like...
No.
Wow.
Well, it's just matching jammies, but you know.
Oh, but still, this is, you love to match people.
I do.
Mm-hmm. I'll wear a matching outfit with you someday.
Yes, thanks, Dawn. Let's do it. Okay. Let's do it.
I won't, but that's fine. I mean, I won't.
Yeah, see, we didn't even ask you, Jason.
I was just going to say, I wasn't invited.
Yeah, that's all good.
Sorry. We just knew you wouldn't. Don't say I wasn't invited.
I was kidding.
And I can't wait to hear about your trip to Vegas because I'm sure some craziness happened there.
Yeah.
I thought Lori was there as well.
Lori and I were there at the same time. Yes, we were.
Yes. Yeah.
We'll talk about that a little bit later. But speaking of parents, hey, we didn't say anything earlier because it's not our story to tell. But now it's fine for us to mention. You know, Bea Arthur lost her parents within the last several months, and over the weekend was the celebration of life. I, unfortunately, was unable to go. Lex and Dawn went. Guys, how was it? Ladies, how was it?
It was amazing. It was like they had all of these things set up for their 40th or 50th wedding anniversary.
Yeah. 40th,
40th.
20 years ago.
So they had like a full documentary that was like professionally... I couldn't believe it.
Did.
It was so good. It was like stories about how they met. They interviewed them. They had movies from the 60s that were in color. I mean, it was like a documentary for TV.
It was so good.
We're just sitting there going, this is really well produced. And then they would intersperse those with little, you know, back and forth. They're sitting next to each other, talking to each other. It was so lovely. And her parents looked like movie stars.
Oh, yeah.
It was really bizarre. It's like, were your parents on a show together? Because these pictures, they're both gorgeous. And we got to hear all about how her mother was a flight attendant for Northeast Orient Express. And, you know, stories how she wasn't allowed. She got fired because she was married. She had to secretly get married.
Yeah, she hid it.
Because back then you couldn't be married and be a flight attendant.
So we
got to hear all those stories.
Pregnant.
Oh my gosh, it was insane. And then just like their stories about like little things that their mom, how they were raised, were just hilarious. It was such a lovely, you know, celebration of life. I think one of the best I've ever been to, if you could grade memorial services.
Yeah.
I don't know if you should be doing that. But
you know, it's fine.
What do you think? I mean, I gave you very little time to say what you had.
Oh, my God. No, it's just repeat what you said. I mean, it was very, very sweet. They had just funny stories. What I really loved and kind of resonated with me was that, you know, one sibling was up telling a story and they looked to the other like, wait, was that on this trip or was it the trip when dad ate a moldy cupcake?
And yeah, that like, is exactly literally one of the quotes.
Dad eat a moldy cupcake then?
Like a confirmation of timeline lapse?
Yeah, like, details. How did that happen again? It was just really, really sweet and what a great way. They didn't want a funeral, but they didn't say anything about having a party.
They had one. We love you, B. Arthur. We love you and the whole family. We're going to take a break. When we come back, big news out of BravoCon. We'll break it all down when we return. Back after this, friends.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Julie has a love-struck young suitor.
We could go away together.
But her heart's set on an older man on the love boat. Then Mr. Rourke plays matchmaker for a jilted bride.
I want a husband by Sunday.
And mastermind for a would-be jewel thief on Fantasy Island.
Da, da, da. This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. Da, da, da. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Now there's a lineup. Saturdays on ABC, The Love Boat, followed by Fantasy Island. The plane. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Right here on My Talk and streaming around the globe on our My Talk app. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Thank you so much for being here. Hope you're having a wonderful start to the week. Well, as we predicted on Friday, BravoCon, the Bravo convention, you know, there are horror cons and movie cons and Comic Con and yes,
Drag Con.
Yes, there is a BravoCon.
Very smart of them.
Oh, right. Oh. I kept thinking about that over the weekend. I thought, this is so brilliant. Now, I'm going to start with something that you might think I might not start with. But the first thing I want to mention really quickly is I was looking at attendees on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And I guess day one was real rough, girl.
Really?
Yeah, was it with the panel for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Chase?
Yes, Lex, did you see that?
It was like Fire Festival.
Yes.
It was bad.
What?
Nobody
was there?
No.
Opposite,
Dawn. What happened was what we saw, and Lex, I know what video you saw too. I guess, Dawn, there was a little bit of My Talkers. Confusion. There was some miscommunication. And, you know, they're a little rusty. They haven't done this in a couple years. And
it's only the second year.
Yeah, or the second year. So one panel ended, and then the next panel was the much, much, much talked about Beverly Hills panel, and they did not get rid of the people that were in that ballroom for the earlier panel.
That strategy.
Yeah, you go to the one that you don't care about in advance, and, you know, they should just follow what Comic-Con does, because they have it all figured out.
You're kicked out.
Yeah, you are kicked out.
They didn't, and Lex saw the video. It looked like the running of the bulls in Pamplona, Dawn. Somebody announced, like, okay, we're going to open the doors. And it was
the stanchions 4,000 came down. Yeah. They were running.
It was middle-aged women and gays just running.
And waited hours. No chairs. No.
Of course.
It was so crazy. Those panels, it was like a stampede.
It was.
They were camping out all day just to get in. And then to see those other people sitting there, can you imagine?
This is like when I was on the train and not supposed to be on the train.
Yes.
In Europe, whenever I didn't have a ticket and they kicked us all off, but they told us to get on the train. That's they need to make those, like, you have to buy extra. It's like a VIP thing, and you have a numbered seat. That's what they need to do with those.
Well, here's the other thing that they do. They have general admission, and some of them started chanting, move GA for general admission.
Yeah.
And then they have a VIP experience, but then they have SVIP.
What the hell is that?
Sounds like there's another
girls
layer.
Group in the 90s.
There's another group of VIPs.
There's a second group of VIPs?
Yes, they call them as VIPs. I'm thinking, how?
Is that super?
Right, super VIP.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, then, and they didn't get to sit?
Well,
ooh,
yeah, there's,
girl.
Yeah, they were taken care of, but it was the VIPs and the next crew that just,
oh,
girl.
It was chaos. It almost didn't happen, the panel. They almost canceled it.
Yes. And let's be clear, that panel was one of the biggest that people were waiting for.
Of course.
This is also the one where Lisa Rinna, who wasn't even supposed to be there, walked on stage and was booed.
Booed.
And like, then she gave them the finger.
She flipped them off.
You could tell she was very uncomfortable.
Oh.
Well, she played it off. You know, I saw her, I watched subsequent interviews.
Oh, yeah.
And she tried to act like it didn't bother her.
Girl,
you can see it in her eyes.
Please, you can see it. She tried
it would bother
to play
anyone.
It would bother anyone, and she tried to turn it into a positive, which Rinna's driving me nuts this year.
Me too.
Dawn, I know you're with me.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never not liked Rinna.
I'm with you, but I will tell you, I got to give her credit.
Yeah.
In her press interviews, she played it perfectly. You don't get sad about it. You don't get defensive. You own it. And she owned it. And she said, I feel like a wrestler. I feel like a professional wrestler.
And she tried to turn it. And a rock star too. Didn't she say that as well?
Yep. She said she tried. So she tried to turn it into a positive, which she's smart. That's even if you're hurting on the inside.
The only way you can get through.
Yep.
Of course, I talked to Erika Jane about it. And of course, Erica's spin is, you're going to get boos and you're going to get cheers. You're going to get both. That's just part of being a performer. I'm like, of course.
Yeah.
But of course, she would say that.
Of course, she would.
Dorit's like, it was very intense.
Okay, Dorit.
It was so intense.
So are your multiple ponytails. Those are also
intense.
What
about Garcelle? Because Garcelle is she's got lots of ponytails.
She has lots. Your multiple ponytails are intense too, girl. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And you can cut off the LV. I like LV too, but seriously, can you wear some like Jaclyn Smith collection or something? Just mix it up, girl. Mix it up.
It just has to be out there. She has to have the label on. Like, you
everywhere.
Can't just wear, it's like all over. Just, it's kind of like, we get it. We get it,
girl.
Okay,
you like
look
it.
Expensive already without the LVs everywhere.
Yeah.
You probably don't need to add more whipped cream on top of your banana split.
Yes, it has. That's right. Doesn't need nuts.
Doesn't need double whipped cream.
No,
and four
girl.
Scoops.
It's just
it's fine.
It looks like she's just trying too hard. That's the problem, and she doesn't
need
Lex. To.
Nope, she doesn't. She doesn't. Okay, now we got to talk about yesterday's big announcement. There are other stuff we can get to, but we predicted it. We predicted it on Friday, and here it is. The Real Housewives of New York, there was an announcement.
Yes.
Wasn't the announcement that I thought it was going to be, but they are going forward with the reboot.
Yep.
They are rebooting the show. And it is seven new women, and they are younger, more diverse, different than what we've seen before as far as a makeup of the cast. And they start filming this fall.
Yeah.
And premiere next year. They're following the schedule that the old show used to. But one of them, her name is Jenna Lyons. She is credited with turning around J. Crew.
J. Crew, yes.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yes. I read on the plane a breakdown of a lot of the women. Everyone is saying, and I hate that everyone is saying term, but everyone really is saying, mm-hmm. out of all of these women, she is the most accomplished. Like, she is the woman. She is the Bethany Frankel of, and there's different ways to judge success, but y'all know what I mean. She's
the most
established.
Yeah, I saw that name. I was like, oh, yeah, J. Crew lady. She has a lot of controversy, too, with her already. If people who know the whole falling out with J. Crew. And then now I can just imagine what it's going to be like with the interactions with the other ladies. Did they base a lot of the cast on friendships?
Well,
do we know this?
Yes, I read the log line, which is a promotional line, friends. But the log line is that these ladies, it was toward the end, but it was an important line. These ladies run in the same social circle.
That's what we need.
That is what we need. We don't need contrived things, because then it's like you don't want to show up, you know, because you're not even friends with them.
No.
You know, it's just, that's
another history making addition, another history making moment for the show. Uba is a Somalian model and philanthropist who've moved to New York several years ago. And what I love is she also owns Uba Hot, a hot sauce company that she started from scratch.
Nice.
So she's in the cast.
Okay.
That was the hot sauce lady was the one that stuck out other than J. Crew. And I think J. Crew, she is also a member of the LGBT plus community too.
That's the other thing. Yes.
So,
oh, there's a brand marketing communications professional. We have a creative director, home renovation guru, Aaron Dana Litchi. I'm not familiar, but
I'm not
we will
familiar
be.
With any of these. Yeah,
they look cool.
They do. I'm going to watch. My husband's out on the plane. He goes, no, I don't. I have no interest. I don't.
Really?
I didn't. Yeah, I'm going to watch just because Roni means the world to me. So I'm going to watch, obviously. When I am bummed and I'm a little surprised, I get that they wanted to focus on the reboot. I get their marketing strategy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would do anything different, but I got to tell ya,
you, the legacy. Fact that,
the fact that they had no news on Legacy is a little disappointing.
That's weird. And do you know off the top of your head who the cast is for that?
Well, the rumored wants.
Uh-huh.
Are, well, let's take a break and I'll tell you on the other side. Stay with us.
Eight.
Like no other. Hi, it's Jason Live for Nutrisource, the official dog food of Dexter and Mr. Big, our boys. They've been with Nutrisource their entire lives. They don't know any different. And now that both are getting a little older, I'm very grateful that they have a great foundation of health. And that started with Nutrisource. Nutrisource is a great company, a great product, because they don't use a lot of ingredients. You're not going to flip over the bag and see a list of 10,000 things. And they're using the best ingredients. And it's made right here in Minnesota. And no matter what you're looking for, their library of products has it. Treats, wet food, dry food, food toppers, and more. So find an independent retailer near you and make the switch today. See the list of retailers at NutrisourcePetFoods.com.
Hey, my talkers.
Jason and Alexis in the morning right here on My Talk. Everything entertainment, everything George W.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Thank you, George. We appreciate your stamp of approval. We're breaking down BravoCon over the weekend in New York. All of your favorite Bravo shows were represented. But right now we're talking about Real Housewives of New York. That was one of the big headlines, or kind of one of the things people were waiting for. And Dawn had asked me before the break because they didn't announce anything about this Legacy show. They did announce a reboot of Roni with an all-new cast. But nothing about the Legacy reboot.
And that is definitely going to happen. We just don't know the cast. Okay, good.
It's so smart of them, though, because you know that if, let's say, they did the new cast and then they announced the Legacy, that would absolutely overshadow the new members because we don't know them.
Absolutely.
I don't know her. I do have some J. Crew pants, but
exactly.
I really don't know her.
But we'll have opinions about the Legacy ladies, wouldn't we?
So here's the rumored cast. This is the want. They want Dorinda back, and Andy. What are you doing here without Dorinda? They do. Andy was asked at the Ask Andy panel by jokingly by Dorinda if she's off pause.
Oh my God. Oh.
And Andy said, Dorinda's story is not over. So they want Dorinda, Countess, Ramona, Sonia, Leah, Kelly Ben Simone and Jill Zarin.
Jill Zarin?
Yeah.
Dorinda, that, Countess, that, Ramona, Sonia. Who else?
Kelly Ben Simone.
Leah. Kelly Ben Simone and Leah. Yeah.
From and the then new, Jill Zarin.
And Jill Zarin. That is the rumor. Now, with Countess and Sonia, we're not going to have to wait long because they did announce a spinoff of Sonia and Luann called Crappy Lake, you didn't hear this?
I did not hear about Crappy Lake.
What? Yeah,
it's called Sonia and Countess and Sonia Crappy Lake. They go to a town in Illinois called Crappy Lake, and it's like a simple life concept.
Okay, yes, we did talk a little bit about this, but I didn't know if it was actually happening.
We didn't know the name of it until this weekend. It's called
Crappy Lake.
Yeah, Luann and Sonia, welcome to Crappy Lake.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I love it. Is it going to be like a short, limited series, like a six?
Yes.
I'm watching Ultimate Girls Trip season 2, I cannot get enough of it. We don't have time right now to talk about it, probably, but...
No, we got to do it tomorrow, because it's so good.
It's so good. I have 2 episodes left. I'm already sad that it's going to end.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dorinda's
losing her mind.
Yeah. Poor Dorinda. Oh, God.
But she's also awful at the same time.
To host everybody. Oh, no.
Colin just let me know it's not Crappy Lake, it's Crappy Lake. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh.
Crappy the
like
fish.
Like the Crappy the fish. That makes more sense.
I was like, are they running a sanitation? Going to be dumping porta potties? I don't know.
Thank you, Kyle. I'm sorry about that. It's early.
It's like Crappy Lake.
I'm Flossy Dicky today. I'm sorry.
Crappy.
Yeah, Crappy Lake. Sorry. Can I go to bed?
Gosh.
Anyway, here's the log line. Totally unbeknownst to the Benton locals, the town council surprises everyone by inviting the Real Housewives superstars Luann and Sonia to help spruce up their small town, which has a population of just shy of 7,000. It's a fish out of water experience for everyone involved, especially the 2 Manhattanites who check into the local motel.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Just to see him in a local motel and just be that, I would watch it.
And you know Countess is going to do some crappy cabaret. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
but of the 2 of them, they're going to spruce it up. Does that mean they're going to be doing some kind of like decorating for the holidays or like some kind of interior design? Because I would not want Sonia's direction on that.
I know. I don't know. I don't know what they mean by spruce. Maybe just like, you know,
the motel they're going to spruce up.
Ooh. Maybe, or just the vibe, maybe do some events. I don't know. I don't know if they're being literal with sprucing up or if it's just, you know,
I don't know why that's so funny.
I'm just here for it. I think, Sonia in a small town.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, Countess, whatever. I just want to see Sonia Morgan.
Oh.
Yeah.
I want to see her trashed in a townie bar. That's all.
That's all she's in our lives. Please let it happen.
Christmas.
She is. That's why.
That's going to be. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh,
good for her. I know.
Good
for
her.
So difficult.
What's funny? I always thought that when we talked initially about the spinoff series, that it would be Sonia and Ramona.
Yeah.
Because they're kind of like the 2 P's.
Yeah.
But I wonder if that's just too much.
Well, there was that season, though, and Lord knows I have them memorized because it's my napping show. There was a season when before Luann got married to that idiot Tom, that Luann stayed with Sonia in Sonia's townhouse. And they were like Laverne and Shirley, man. I mean, they were not good for each other. I mean, they got into... I mean, Luann was really drinking back then.
Yeah.
They were not, but it made for great TV because it really was, like I said, Laverne and Shirley. And they do have good chemistry together. And again, that's I just want to see the local town folk have to deal with Luann's cabaret. That's what I also want to see that.
And if Sonia will be a part of it in some way, maybe she'll play the triangle or something.
Something. Well, she's been in her show before, so.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know why we're running out of time because I want to get to the Alta story, too. But we'll do it at the top of the hour. I don't want to shortchange it. Those are really kind of the big, I don't know if you guys saw any other headline from BravoCon, but those, the booing with Rena, Real Housewives of New York. Other than that, there wasn't a lot of news that broke,
out
of the con. It was just a lot of reunions and stuff. So
I know they had panels too with all of like kind of the Vanderpump kids, all of them. So the shows that we're not quite as versed in.
Yeah.
There was some news there, but, some of the names, I was like, who? Huh?
Exactly.
It's been a while since I watched that ship show.
Below Deck?
That one.
I got to watch. Everyone that watches Below Deck loves it.
I loved it for a while. Not in a couple of years, but it's very addictive.
And there's so many of them now. It's like Below Deck Mediterranean, Below Deck Greece, Below Deck Lake Minnetonka. I mean, it's like there's...
Oh, please. Oh, my God. Oh.
That would be a good one, actually.
Oh, boy.
When we come back, like I said, if you look at your Twitter right now, it's number 2 or even number 1. Why are you seeing Ulta Beauty everywhere? Dawn has the latest on the controversy, plus some TV talk. Great British Bake Off. It was dessert week, and boy, I was clenched. My butt was clenched more than a few times. That and more. But right now, everybody, don't forget, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We've teamed up with Southern Lights to shed light on this important month. Find all the resources at mytalk1071.com, keyword awareness. We'll be back.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.
To be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. Science proves your best sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. And that's where the Sleep Number bed comes in. And let me tell you, ever since I've had it, my sleep IQ score is just going higher and higher. And did you know 8 out of 10 couples say that one of them sleeps too hot or too cold? Science tells us regulating your sleep temperature leads to higher quality sleep. For many couples, temperature struggles are a real challenge. So here are some tips to help you both sleep just right. Look for beds designed with temperature benefits, such as the new Sleep Number Climate 360 Smart Bed that actively warms and cools each side so you both sleep blissfully comfortable. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Plus, special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/podcast1. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.